all that, but my grandmother was from France.
On your mother's side?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was from France.
Did you know her?
No, I can't remember her. I was too young when she died. I can barely remember a little bit, but not enough to say, you know, anything about. I had an older brother, two older brothers. I remember them, but they both dead. But I was too young to remember. That's been many, many, many years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm only 87, and I'm not ashamed to tell my age. I don't care who knows my age. I guess Mr. Buxton told you, because we tease one another all the time.
Yeah, he used to tell me how much younger he was than you.
How much younger he was than I. Yeah. That's something I'm telling you.
The little town you were born in, what was it called, or the place you were born?
Oh, goodness, let me see now. They got some little places down there. They call Bar Blue, and they call, now there was a little place right next to us. It was called Smithville.
Yes, ma'am.
But whether that included our little 40 acres of land or not, I don't know.
The closest town was Grosstete, then?
The closest town was Grosstete. And we have a graveyard down here, down below you.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Your daddy was a farmer?
Yeah, he was a farmer. And my husband was a farmer. He loved to farm. But we wasn't getting nothing. If we had been getting something like they're getting nowadays, well, we'd have had something. But those days, you got 50 cents for 100 pound of Irish potatoes, you were doing good. You were glad to sell them for 35 cents. But you see, everybody raised most of what they ate and all that. You see, we made our own lard. We had all our own meat for year-round. We made sausage. We made andouilles. And we made all kind of cracklings and everything else.
Andouilles?
Yeah.
That's from sugar cane?
No, yeah, that's from meat.
Can you tell me how you make that?
You just cut up your meat in little small pieces and put it in a what they call those things? We call them entrails, you know, in the small entrails of the hogs, and we smoke them. And you talk about something good. Yeah, you can't get that anymore. They put the smoked salt in them. They don't smoke them. They put the smoked salt in it. It doesn't taste like it at all. Nothing tastes like when we made it. Nothing, because they add too much to it. So I don't know. It's just...
What was that called?
Undo it. They got a little place down below you near New Orleans that they make it. It's not like we made.
Uh-huh.
Not at all like we made.
Yeah.
And we had all the... We had all the meat, and we had squirrels, rabbits, and ducks, and deer. All the meat we wanted in right in the woods. Just walk out your back door and go get you something to eat. Some kind of meat to eat. But you can't do that today. They don't have any more left. There's too many people hunting them now. Those days, people didn't have cars to run around in or nothing like that, you see.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the farm that you were brought up on and tell me all about it?
Nothing but what I told you. We worked hard. I can remember, I know I wasn't big enough to work, but I can remember my mother bringing a big old quilt out in the field to put us on, a small kids, you know, and a mosquito ball on the top of it.